Radio.
Welcome back, Scott Jadwell. And welcome back, Liz.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophet Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We now take you to our Interfaith Service.
All very glad you could join us for this time of worship, prayer, and fellowship. Thank you, Mark, for acting as greeter. Very much appreciated. And it's always a pleasure to see your faces, all of you, and to welcome new people here. Now call upon the Reverend Elizabeth, Reverend Rebecca, past president of Many Mansions, who will provide a welcome opening and to share some chat. Welcome, Reverend Rebecca.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, morning for some. I'm Rebecca, and I will be in the chat along with Patty, and we'll be monitoring and responding to your chat posts. Please feel free to put your prayer requests into the chat for those who are not here, and please let us know the person's first name and the area for which you are asking for prayers. It helps those of us to direct the energy when we see a name and an area of a prayer request. Also, we'd love to hear miracle stories, and so feel free to chat with us there in the chat as well. And with that, I will turn it back over to Reverend Doug.
Thank you, Reverend Rebecca. Today, Reverend Douglas will lead us in prayer and sermon. Deacon Dave is going to be sharing love verses, and Reverend Michael is going to be offering a blessing to our planet, as well as giving direction on how to send virtue healing energy and what to expect and what to feel. Now call upon Reverend Douglas for an opening prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Doug. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, and Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, we ask for your divine guidance and blessing that as we come together today as a community seeking to find our inner way, appealing to the most divine, the great creator, and all those who watch over us from above. In the kingdoms and dimensions above, we wish to say we are grateful for our lives and we are grateful for your intervention in our lives. Please bless us this day and those that are meaningful to us with health, wealth, and peace of mind. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for our lives. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I now call upon Mark to recite, to read mission, our mission statement.
Our mission is to speak of God Almighty enduringly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions, heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us. As recounted in holy books, this spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. I now call upon Deacon Dave to read the love verses from Corinthians.
Yeah, thank you, Reverend Douglas. Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. Now, I thought we would do something slightly different today. Usually I sing the Lord's Prayer, but today I thought we might say the Lord's Prayer together. So let us begin. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we'll call upon Reverend Michael. Say the prayer for the planet.
Thank you. Dear God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet, Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence the minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Michael. And I'll call upon Reverend Douglas to be playing a hymn, and then we'll commence with this today's sermon. Reverend Douglas.
I have heard sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. Your people in my home.
Good day, everyone, and welcome. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to talk to you today. There's been much in the world that has been going on, and we're all sad. That feeling of sadness has permeated everybody. Everybody's feeling tired today. Everybody is grieving over the loss of the innocents. Let us bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with gratitude and praise, asking that your presence fills this vital space. Guide us, our hearts and minds, as we worship together. Amen. Today's lesson, as you know, I'm guided from above. And these messages come so that we can have a talk with each other. So here we are today. And the title is, If God is with us, who can be against us? I would like to share with you this message of faith, hope, and divine assurance. Divine assurance. The scripture that inspired today's sermon comes from the Old Testament, and it serves as a powerful reminder that when we have God on our side, no force can stand against us. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, we read, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This sounds like a promise. For those that believe in God Almighty, this is a promise that when you get into difficulties, fear not, don't be dismayed. I will strengthen you and encourage you. I will help you, and I will be there with righteousness. In this passage, my friends, is the testament to an unwavering love and support that our Creator bestows upon us. As we navigate through the challenges and uncertainties of life, and we all do, it's essential that we remember and hold on to this divine truth. In those times when your mind is wondering, if God is with us, who can be against us? remember, nothing is impossible for God. Let us consider one of those famous biblical stories of David and Goliath. Found in the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, David, a young shepherd, was faced with the seemingly insurmountable challenge of confronting a giant warrior called Goliath. We've all heard this one. It's a famous biblical story, but it applies in our life today more than any other. David's faith in the Lord granted him the strength and courage to triumph over his adversary. In verse 45, David proclaims, "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, and I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled." David's unwavering trust in God allowed him to overcome what appeared to be an impossible challenge. And how many times have we found ourselves in similar situations, whether one of health or financial crisis, or feeling alone and unloved, to fight depression, to fight loneliness, to being falsely accused? David's unwavering trust in God allowed him to overcome what appeared to be an impossible challenge. Again, this story serves as a powerful reminder that we too can overcome giants in our lives. Another inspiring example can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verses 1 to 4. "When thou goest out into battle against thine enemies, and you see horses and chariots and more people than you, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land of Israel, or Egypt rather. And it shall be, when ye came to do the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people and say, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts be faint, fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them, for the Lord your God is that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." God's people are the believers. The people that God wars against or puts at bay or puts asunder are those who are doing evil. In case you're wondering, does God take sides? If you love God, you love each other. If you are unloving, then you are doing evil, and you are not a believer, and therefore you will suffer. As these verses serve as a reminder that even in the face of overwhelming odds, we can find solace and strength in knowledge that God is with us, fighting on our behalf. Now, God doesn't come down with a big bolt of lightning and terminate our enemies. God provides opportunities, ways, and means in a loving and gentle way for us to go forward and overcome the great obstacles that present themselves in our path. Why do these obstacles come, you are asking? Because they are supposed to test us, to teach us, to give us the strength to overcome those powerful, unloving forces, to strengthen us and to make us better spiritual beings. There are many who profess to be believers, to understand spiritual laws. But are they hypocrites? Are they giving lip service to their beliefs? We all find out for sure when something comes to us that is difficult. Then, in that moment of uncertainty, that moment of travail, that moment of being all alone and trembling, that is when you prove yourself to be a believer. A believer in accepting God Almighty, in following the ways of God Almighty, and saying, well, if you brought this to me, God, I'm not going to run away. I'll endure this lesson, and I will be better for it. I would like to leave you with the message from the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 6, which says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can mankind do unto me? Almost like a challenge, right? A little cheeky statement, but something you should say when you're in those times of uncertainty, when you're afraid and scared and alone. Or maybe you're wondering why in the world today I have been so sad yesterday, and maybe you have too, that we're picking up the great evil of those monsters who are taking the lives of innocents. Why are they there? Why doesn't God stop them? I'm sure we're asking those questions. Because the innocents are providing something that when it gets bad enough, good men and women will stand up and change and overcome this evil, this monstrous taking of lives. But beyond that, there's also the greater front in the world. Difficulties are still going on in Syria. Difficulties are still going on in Ukraine and Russia. However, I want you to carry this message in your hearts as you face the challenges of life. May you always remember, if God is with us, who can be against us? Amen. In conclusion, dear friends, let us hold on to this powerful message of divine assurance from today's sermon. When we place our faith in God and trust in his unwavering support, we can face any challenge that comes our way, no matter how insurmountable it may seem at that moment. But remember, do not run away. Remember the stories of David and Goliath and the Israelis in battle as reminders that with God on our side, we have nothing to fear. As we face life's uncertainties and adversaries, let us always hold on to the truth that God is with us. Who can be against us? May this message strengthen and guide you on your journey today. As we begin the spiritual virtue healing part of our service, always remember that you're important. And together we serve as a foundation to bring light into the world. Again, thank you for coming today. Remember, if you've been here before, go down to the reactions at the bottom of the screen and click raise your hand. And that just lets us know that you're here. You've been here before. And we're glad to see you. We are recording the service today, and we are presenting it on the radio, on the Global Village Radio Show. So we want to thank and welcome all the people who are listening to this radio show broadcast around the world in their own time zones, which they will listen to, if not live right now, later on this evening and through their day. We are pleased that you're listening in on the radio, and we invite you to go to our websites that will be either put in the chat, or you can go to the International School of the Prophets.com and click on the Zoom link if you wish to join with us, should it not be too early or too late for you, wherever you are. And you can be here with on Zoom. Otherwise, send us an email to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. And we'll kind of use that one as a starting point for you. And if you want to contribute to our ministry, we have two basic ways to do that, one in America and one in Canada. And again, that will be in the chat for information on that. And we are grateful for the contributions. It really does help. We really need the money. So the long and short of that is to understand that here we are on this crusade of bringing hope into the world. And you're part of it. We do appreciate your financial support, but more importantly, we appreciate that support that comes from your heart. The clergy and I and the other people that are here today to make this happen, the members of the teams, we do this voluntarily. Why? Because it is our mission. It is our purpose. It gives us pleasure. But more importantly, it's our spiritual contribution to the world. You know, I'm sure one little brick in a wall wonders how important it is compared to all the other bricks in the wall. But you know, if one brick was missing, the wall would be weak. And it wouldn't be a wall. So everybody's part is like one brick in a wall. We're building an organization, a community that is reaching out to people all around the world, just like you and I. On these Zoom services, we have people from South America, from Europe, North America, sometimes from Australia, India, France, and Germany, and other places in between. The good book predicts that when the message goes out to all the world, good things are going to happen. Here we are. We have the opportunity to share in that. Now, as we embark on praying for some benefit physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, and spiritually, let us remember the sermon today. Do not be afraid. It's okay to be terrorized. It's okay when you're bullied. It's okay when somebody takes advantage of you. It's okay when you make a mistake. It's okay when you feel sad. That's the human part of you. But you do not have to remain that way. God Almighty always, always, always finds a way for you to be vindicated, for you to receive what you need, for you to get that help from a stranger or a friend or a family. Always, always, always an opportunity, an alternative will be put forward. That is the creative aspect of the virtue energy. So when things look darkest, remember, it's the darkest just before the dawn. And at those points, don't run away. Believe, and the darkness will fade away. As we pray, we ask for virtue to come into us. Before we even ask for the prayer, virtue knows what we need. Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, is with us. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of all the saints and avatars and the many, many divine beings above, in the kingdoms above, in the dimensions above, who watch over us and to whom we are meaningful to, we ask for their intervention in our lives. We ask for the healing forces to go to each and every one that is here today in our community. We ask for the virtue to go into their bodies, into their minds and their hearts, and into that consciousness we call the soul, that we are relieved of those mistakes and circumstances that have separated us from your love, that we are receiving a blessing now to strengthen our bodies, our minds, and our hearts. Love is an umbrella that goes around us and sheds us from the negativity that may fall upon us, near us, and around us. Love is the armor we wear that protects us from any intrusion. Love and virtue find solutions and answers to all our problems and concerns. Virtue knows what we need. Virtue comes into ourselves and changes all that we need to change. It blesses us with healing. It removes any cravings that we may have that are destructive. It furnishes us with food that nurtures our soul, our bodies, our minds. Love conquers all. Love is virtue. To be in that moment of love, all other things become secondary. We ask for the divine forces of virtue to go through each and every one that is here today. To David and Carla, to Mark, to Patty, to Paul, to Reverend Douglas, to John, to Gaitan, to Beto, to Beverly, to Maria, to Jack and Sandy, to Reverend Rebecca, to Sue, to Trish, Patricia, to Santiago, to Larry, to Joe, to Tomas, to Tim C., to GLS, to Nanda, to Jim and Sherry, to Marg, and to Carol. To Marg, to Reverend Michael, to John, to Vivian, to Ann P. Pilgrims, to Jeff, to Celeste, to Terry, to Carrie, to William, to Tim, to JP, to Will Santos, to PJ, to Jean, and to the person in the 416. We have 41 souls with us here today. And we ask in the name of all that is holy, that whatever their needs and wants, that the force of God will be upon them now. We ask for virtue to come into their lives and to enter into any concerns or nature or issues to resolve them, that they are relieved. There is no difficulty. There is no circumstance that is more powerful, that has a greater influence upon us, none than virtue and love and relief. In the name of all that is holy, bless each and every one that is here today. Let the force of God go out to them easily and comfortably, blessing them now. To those that are meaningful to them, who are not here, think about them as well, and send the force, the virtue to them through your own mind as you think of them now, whether it is your grandchildren, your relatives, your siblings, your friends, your parents. We ask God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, to bless each and every one that is here today with virtue. We ask for the force of virtue to go through them easily and comfortably, restoring the body to perfect health, allowing the heart to be soothed, the mind to be made calm. To say a short prayer asking God for relief of whatever it is you would like the virtue to attend to. Say your prayer now. Almighty, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of those deities and angels and blessed beings above who watch over us, we first express our gratitude for all that you have given and interceded in our lives to protect us and to put our enemies asunder, to allow us to flourish in our faith, that we come to understand and believe because of the evidence you have furnished with us, that your presence is always with us, that as we go through life, we learn not to struggle, but to accept. For you are the good shepherd that watches over us, that we will enjoy every day of our life, that we'll use the time in our life wisely, that we will take advantage of the opportunities that are presented and not to procrastinate or to be dissuaded, that our focus will be serious upon the things that we wish to accomplish as we knock on the door of opportunity, as we seek to find our inner way. We are grateful. In the name of all that is holy, bless us each and every one of us. Amen, amen, and amen. Patricia or Rebecca, whoever is going to read, do we have any people who have followed our direction and sent in written requests for virtue healing to their friends who are not here today? Patty?
We have three requests.
Let's read them.
The Money Mansion's helpline.
Go ahead and read them.
For Sam, release from liver cancer and help to come to terms with his mortality.
In the name of God Almighty, we ask virtue to come to Sam. We ask the angels to be with him at this time of transition. And if there are any opportunities or any relief that can be given, we ask for those opportunities to be given now. We ask that his whole soul will be quiet, that he will understand the transition, and he will accept whatever the inevitable is. We are all here for a short time. To be at peace is to understand the divine. As we were born into this world, we will be born into the next. We ask for the angels to attend to him, to save him, to be with him, to comfort him, that he is not afraid, that he is courageous, and that as he changes address, he's simply going back to where we all came from, back to the heavens above. May the angels be with him. May Raphael follow him and be with him. May all the holy beings that are interested in him be with him now. May his dreams and visions comfort him and show him the way. Amen. Continue.
For Benny, we're released from cancer that is throughout his body.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through Benny's body to cleanse, to remove any darkness, any disease, that the body is relieved immediately, that the virtue goes through his body, relieving, healing, and allowing the body to be strengthened to overcome any disease, any issues of difficulty, that the body's immune system is strengthened, that the virtue will transmute in the body to the great healing device that it is. We ask for the angels to intercede in the life and to assist him as we ask for him and with him. We are grateful for that that can be given and that that will be given, that the love will go into this body and bring healing throughout the body easily and comfortably now, going to any and all centers to bring the healing about. Remove all the disease, the darkness in the body as it fades away. In the name of all that is holy, we ask Raphael to assist in this healing as well. Amen. Continue.
For the children that Sherry is concerned about, release from abuse and trafficking.
God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for the angel Michael to come into this circumstance. We ask for the divine to intervene and to protect the innocents from whatever source, whatever interested party, individual, agency, or authority. For those who have knowledge of this, we ask them to speak up. For those who sit in judgment of this, let their hearts be softened with compassion. And that immediately a rescue will take place for these innocent, these children. And for the benefit of all, let the force of virtue go through this circumstance, bringing relief through love, understanding, and compassion. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful, and as our community, to take care of those who are in need, those who are weak and innocent. And we send our prayers, and we will do whatever we can to assist them. And we ask earnestly on their behalf for intervention now. Amen. Thank you, Patty, for readdressing those people that have emailed their request into us, as we've asked them to do. For those that are listening, there is a helpline that you must use. You must use. I'm reading the chat now. Let us quickly go through the chat line, Patty, to address the people that are there. But everyone else who can hear us, you must use the email and make a request. Go ahead, Patty.
For Carol's husband, a prayer to have his arrival home safe.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for intervention that this prayer is answered. Continue.
For Nanette, who has cancer of the lungs.
God Almighty, we ask for the lung to be cleansed. We ask for any illness or disease to be removed now, easily and comfortably. Amen. Next.
For John, release from leukemia and bladder and prostate issues.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask the name of those angels who relieve disease in the body to attend to John, to strengthen his immune system and to remove these terrible diseases easily and comfortably. We ask for the divine virtue to go through him now. Amen. Continue.
For Mary, to give her the strength to walk.
Dear God Almighty, Mary wishes the strength to walk. May that be given by her maximum effort to do so, and to others who will come to her and provide opportunities to assist her so that this prayer will be answered. May the virtue go through her body now, healing and cleansing wherever is necessary. Amen. Continue.
For Frida, relief from the pain of Lyme's disease.
To Frida, we ask on behalf of her for divine virtue to go through the body, sanitizing and cleansing and removing any disease related to Lyme's disease immediately now. Amen. Continue.
For Sophie, prayers for her when she's extracting herself from an abusive relationship.
And for Sophie, we ask for virtue to assist her to have the courage to remove herself from the difficulties she finds herself in. The first step is hers. And may God give her the courage, and may she love herself enough to do something about this relationship and allow God to intervene. The relationship's not going to alter or change until she changes and does something differently. May God give her the courage to do so. Amen. Continue.
For Alan, relief from tremors.
Say it again. Say the prayer again. The request.
For Alan, relief from tremors.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this Alan and relieve him. Give him the courage, the strength that he needs. Amen. Continue.
For Jessica, relief from illness within her ear and sinus.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into this person's ear and sinus and remove the difficulties, the poisons, the inflammation easily now. Continue. Amen.
For Fernando, relief from his cancer.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask once again on behalf of Fernando for the blessing as to removal of cancer in his body. We are grateful for the improvements or changes that are taking place. We ask for the divine to go through his body completely from the top of his head to the tip of his toes to remove any illness or disease easily and comfortably, and also to guide the doctors and physicians that are watching over him. Amen. Continue. Patty.
The last one, a blessing for you for your guidance and service to help others.
In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, may it be so. I ask for protection over my family. I ask for protection over my grandson to enliven him, to allow him to feel enthusiastic and to be loved. To my granddaughter to be blessed as well for healing in her shoulder. I ask for a blessing to my family and to the families of all that are here today and to those who wish to join our community. For together we are strengthened. In the name of Yahshua, our elder brother, may he continue to watch over us and guide us as our mission in the world. To heal those in the world, to enliven them to the understanding of the Christ consciousness, to apply practical Christianity, that each and everyone will develop their own intuitive abilities and spiritual gifts, as recounted in Holy Scripture. We are a community that is inclusionary. We welcome all who are believers in one God, no matter their variety or religious persuasion. We find they are all brothers and sisters as we move forward to unite those who are believers in the world. May we bring light into the world. May our community grow in our divine purpose. We ask a blessing to each and every one who contributes through their volunteering, through their compassion to help one another, through their support, being with us at our meetings and participating in their own development, which is our mission, our purpose, that each will come to know God Almighty in their own way. And we are grateful for their financial support as well. May we be guided into the light always. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, the Holy Family, the divine beings above that watch over us, and to whom we are meaningful. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Thank you, everyone. That concludes the virtual healing aspect of the service. Thank you for your prayers and thoughts. I am grateful. I am very grateful for your participation and coming together. And for those who are volunteering their services as we continue to build our community. Like all things, slow, small steps at first, bigger steps as we continue along. But we cannot go from here to there without your personal participation. What else would we be doing on Sundays if we weren't coming together here and being part of our community? Do we feel better now than when we were when we started? Do we feel more alive? Do we feel lighter? Do we feel full of something that's pleasant? I believe we do. It's a momentous time. These are the times that were predicted in Scripture. These were the times that are the difficult times, the renovation times. A few years ago, they were interesting to talk about, to have conversations, to see in the visions what was going to happen. But now they're here. I want to thank each and every one that has contributed money to our organizations, both Many Mansions Spiritual Center USA and Many Mansions Canada. We have two churches now. We're expanding possibly to different countries, South America and back to Spain. Australia, people are asking me to come there as well. We have the opportunity to have people come together like us because we're special. Not in that way we're better, but we're special because we believe. And we believe in Corinthians that it is our duty to develop ourselves to have spiritual gifts. See all these hands on the screen? I hope you can see it by going up to the view and clicking on there and seeing all the little videos and seeing all the wonderful smiley faces. I got two pages here. Hi, Robert. Hi, Janet. Hi, Jesus, Celeste, Will Santos. Hope to see you in Arizona. JP, Celeste, Terry, God bless you, my brother. Ann Pilgrims. Ann's been a rock of our organization right from the beginning. Michael's been a rock helping us in Hamilton with unbelievable labor. To Vivian and John, to Jim and Sherry, to Marg, to Carol, to Tim C. in Montreal, to Tomas, thank you very much for your contribution. Yes, we did get the money, and I'm very grateful. And I understand there's been some communication difficulties. We're going to take care of that, Tomas. Thank you very much. To Maria Fernanda, who's been a rock in Spain, helped me establish myself all over the country. I am so grateful. I really am. Our lives change from time to time, and people come into our lives here and there. You're welcome. To Larry in Santiago, to Trish, a.k.a. Patricia, Patricia, a.k.a. Trish, who helped so often at the center for those little kitties. And when we were going through the renovation period, her and her friend came down and worked so hard, all contributing. Why? Because they believed in what we were doing. To Reverend Rebecca, who was a president of Many Mansions after Ann Pilgrims, and how we all stuck together to go through some trying times, there we go. To Beverly, to Gaytan, to John, to Reverend Doug, or Douglas, who's like a rock, has been there for us, he's never run away. to Deacon Dave and his wife Carla, who likewise have been rocks, building our foundation and many mansions in Hamilton through some trying times. To Mark, who's been helpful along the way, the sidekick with David, if I can put it that way, a talented man. To Patty, thank you very much for all your kind work and support here in helping us through the service. We're going to talk more about how to develop the church as we were this last week or so, but things have been a little crazy. And Paul, who's right now managing the radio, he's producing the radio show. We're still running. So Paul has tirelessly been working on the radio show and helping us with our upcoming conferences, along with Jack in Arizona and Raul and other people. I was thinking of Richard Welsh today. It's an important time, my friends. It's an important time. It's a trying time. So as we come together, we can support each other. In time, we'll be able to help each other with more material wealth. We'll have a place like we used to have. I'm apologizing if I've missed anybody. I've been flicking here on the pages. But I want you to know, all of you who have helped, who have been there with us, I see PJ now and somebody else on to Barbette. All of you, Jim and Sherry, Mark, Tim Charbonneau, who's been there helping us, helping me along with Doug go through some pretty tough times as we've taken on the great giant Goliath. And we're kicking butt along with Rebecca and Ann Pilgrims and others. This is my gratitude to you. I want you to be brave. This is a time when our community is needed. My sermon today, in summary, was basically David and Goliath. We all go through those times in our lives when we have a monster in front of us, a giant. But I can assure you, I've been assured from the divine, and I assure you, that giant will disintegrate in the face of truth. And sometimes when you feel alone, you feel like crying, and you're isolated, and the world's ganging up on you, all your faults are exposed, people are falsely accusing you. Remember, there was a fellow in an ash pile. His name was Job. And as soon as he put his faith in God, he got a new address. He moved from the ash pile. He got all his belongings back. That is the faith that we need to have. That is what the sermon was today. I'm going to leave you and let you finish the after the service, continue with the social. And if there's anything else that we can do, please email us and let us know. We're trying to set up the communication between us all. We're having a teeny tiny bit of a problem with your email addresses. Go to one of the email addresses that are in the chat, or at least go to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com and send an email there and say, I want to be on the email list. Our friend Joe, who's volunteering to help as a counselor, I hope I'm not imposing on him. He'll be able to send the emails to wherever they're supposed to go. If you remember anything, that's the one. You can see in International School of Prophets here, Patty's just posted it again. Okay. So with that, I'm going to turn the service back over to Reverend Douglas Bentley. And I thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk to you today. Reverend Douglas.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschoolofthepropets.com. That's internationalschoolofthepropets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio called The Global Village every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And thanks again for joining us. Why should you join us in Phoenix, Arizona, May 26th through the 28th? Just listen to a couple of HOPE Conference attendees.
Thank you, Douglas, for the conference, the HOPE Conference. It was amazing. I learned so much. This HOPE Conference really culminated in everything I needed to really hone in on, and I know what my life purpose is, and I really thank all of you, every one of you.
Hi, Douglas. I want to thank you for having this conference here. I learned a lot, especially about dreams. I definitely plan on taking your advice, writing down all my dreams. All your staff was very helpful, very friendly, and I'm looking forward to the next conference. We'll see what happens. Thank you very much.
During this impactful three-day conference, you'll be guided through a series of sessions, including dream interpretation and future predictions. The Great Shift. The increasing sense of impending changes and human transformation. Virtue spirit healing, the power of auras, chakras, and creating an open mind to your spiritual gifts, plus additional guest speakers and guided meditation. Go now to hopeconferences.org. That's hopeconferences.org for your ticket and a don't miss event. And we'll see you in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.